Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Vav. We're on Tzadik Hamid Beis. We'll go to Amar of Asi, the fourth line from the bottom. Amar of Asi. Shamati, I heard, Kli Cheres, Shi'uro Kimotze Rimon, that the Kli Cheres, in order for it to become not a Kli, there has to be a hole in it the size of a pomegranate. Okay? Amar Rava, wait a minute. Shemalo Shamat El Mukaf Tzamid Pasel. Maybe you only heard that din, right? Only regarding the din that El Mukaf Tzamid Pasel. That if there's an Ohel mace, in other words, if there's a dead body, right, then it doesn't save the kli unless it has a hole the size of a rimon. Is that true? Is that what it means? Right? Hmm? Because let's say there's a, in other words,
that hole, what's the use of
the
cover?
That's exactly the point. Normally, if a kli would be sealed, a kli cheres is sealed, then there's no tuma. So it's sealed. But there's a hole in the size of a pomegranate. So it doesn't save it. So then what? Then the wool become tumma? Right?
Yeah, it will become tummy if the hole is big enough.
Right, if the hole is big enough, it will become tummy. Yeah. Maybe that's what Ravasi heard. So he says, wait a minute. Rava Huda Amar, Rava himself said, Mukaf Tzamid Pasel, that regarding the issue of whether or not it's sealed, Achi Yifchas Rubo, until Rove is covered. Until Rove is breached. Not the size of a pomegranate. So Rove himself is not consistent. So the Gemara answers. No. Ha, what Rove said, Rubo, that was talking about Biravravi. That was talking about a big kli. Vaha, Bizutri. And when Ravasi said, and when Rove told Ravasi, maybe you only heard Yadin by a pomegranate, that was talking about a small kli. Says Rashi, Bizutri. Kimoti Rimon, if it's the size of a Rimon, Batal Lami Kli. It's bottle to the Kli. In other words, it's bottle. The Kli's not a Kli.
That's still Rove, right?
What?
That's still Rove.
So says Tosfos, Pirish Bekuntris, Rav Ravi is Berubo, a big Kli is Rove, Zutri, and a small Kli is Kimoti Rimon. The Kacha Lari, the Ein Zeh Shir, what kind of Shir is that? Makura Ravi Makori Zutri. What's big and what's small? What kind of definitions are these? Right? What's a big, what's a small clue? There's no clue. Right? Makori Zutri. Who Kimoti Rimon? How do we know? A small clue is a shear of a Rimon. What's a small clue? I have no clue. Says Tosfos, Venera Lurie, the exact opposite. Ravi Rimon. A big kli is the size of a rimon. Zutri, a small kli, shermotzi rimon hu yoser may rove? Where such a small kli, where if it's the size of a pomegranate, it's already rove, then taki be rove. Then a rove is enough. Right? Rashi's pretty difficult. That's a good question on Rashi. Okay? What? Because if you have a very large kli, and it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, it still has a use. You'll put watermelons in there. You can still use it. But if Rove the Cleese, then Rove. Right?
What's the big one? What's the small one?
So a small one is up to the shear where a Rimon is less than Rove. Once the size of Rimon is already Rove, it's already no good. Then Rove is the kicker. If it's a large Clee, very large Clee, then the shear of a Rimon. Why? Because the presumption is no one uses any kli if it's that the hole is that big. I could put watermelons. We always ask that question. Doesn't make a difference. They didn't have watermelons in those days. Once it had a hole that big, they threw it out. Okay, good. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar of Asi, shonen kli cheres. We learned yesterday. Kli cheres shi'uro bekones mashka. A kli cheres generally the shear is that water can enter the kli. But we all know, that little science we know, that the hole for the water to leave is smaller than the water for the water to go in. If the hole is so big that water can go in, it's really no longer a kli. V'lo amru moti mashke, and we only said that if it that if water can escape the kli, right? We only said that el inyan gistera bolvad, only for a shard, right? In other words, if you have a broken kli, I could still use a piece of broken pottery. What am I going to put in there? I can use it for a coaster. I could use it for a coaster, right? But if that coaster has a hole that water can escape, you're not going to use it for a coaster. It's garbage. My time, why? The whole reason why you have a coaster is because the main kli might have a leak. A little water is escaping every half hour, another 2 drops escape. You don't want to ruin the tablecloth, so you get a coaster. Now, if that coaster has a leak, do you get another coaster for the coaster? It's great. Nobody does that. Therefore, the shear is different. Right? You might have a kli, a very good, beautiful kli, somebody gives you for a wedding present, a tiny little hole. So you have a kiddush, but over the course of the meal, a little 2 drops will go out. I can put a coaster underneath. Nobody puts a coaster for the coaster. Okay.
Is he arguing on the previous Gemara? I mean, he's saying that the shear
is... I don't know. I don't... No. That's right. The smallest shear. Right? Now you say, oh, okay, the hole's too big. I can't put liquids in it anymore. I could put in jelly beans. Oh, the hole's too big. I can't even put in jelly beans anymore. I could put in olives. Now the hole's too big. I can't even put in olives anymore. I could put in apples. Right? And then once the hole gets so big that you can't even put in pomegranates, there's no more kli. Right? Amar Ula, plea but tre amarai bar ma'arava. Two amarim argue about this. Ravasi bar Avin. Rav Yosi bar Zavda, Chad Amar Kamotzi Rimon. One said the size of a rimon. The Chad Amar Kishoresh Katan, and one said like a small shoresh. What's a shoresh katan? A root. Right. That was regarding a pot. Right. What's the shear of the hole that the cleat could be considered mechubur? And then any seeds in there are considered attached to the ground, right? So v'simanach, and the siman to know is echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamet. These shirim are two opposite ends of the spectrum. There's no banity here. It's either the size of a root or the size of a pomegranate. Nothing in the middle. It's two opposites. Okay. Kli cheres shiuro kimotzi. I'm sorry. Amar of Chanina bar Kahana mishmei dar v'lazar. Kli cheres. Shiro kimotzi zesim. The klicheres is the size of a hole for olives. Umar kashisha bread the rabba mesayim ba mishmei the rabbi Lazar v'harehein kikli galalim ukli avanim like a keli made out of dung or made out of stone or made out of kli adama made out of earth she'ein makablim tuma they don't makablim tuma at all lomid divrei Torah lomid divrei sofer ula inyan samid pasel and regarding that it's sealed. What kind of hole then? Ad sheyivchas rubo. The hole has to be big enough that rove of the kli is no longer around. And that's the end of the parak. Hadron Allah hamatzniya. Hadron Allah hamatzniya. Hadron Allah hamatzniya. Yes. Yes. Correct. Okay. New parak. And guess what? It's about hotza. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hazorek, somebody throws, Merishus Hayachid, Lerishus Harabim, or Merishus Harabim, Lerishus Hayachid, if you do any of those actions, Chayev, you're Chayev. Why? Why you Chayev? The Gemara will say why. Okay? That's considered carrying. Throwing is considered carrying. Merishus Hayachid, Lerishus Hayachid. If you throw from one side, one Merishus Hayachid, I'm in my house, I have my porch, and I throw it to your porch, right? For a shatarabim be'emsa, and there's a shatarabim in the street in the middle, it's going to be one of two ways. Either I throw it across the street, or I throw it next door to me on the same side of the street. Also, a shatarabim, we're not attached houses, right? So, Rabbi Akiva Machayev. Rabbi Akiva says, you're Chayev, v'chachamim potrin. And the Chachamim say, you are potter. Ketzad, what's the story? How's this, how can this be? Shtei guzustros, there are two porches. Zu kineged zu, and they're next to each other. Birishus harabim, in rishus harabim. So now, hamoshit v'hazorek mizu lezu potter. If you hand, moshit means to hand to you. If I hand something to you, or I throw it, I'm potter. Okay? That means we're at opposite sides of the street. Opposite sides of the street. I throw the ball to you. Or it's a broom. It's a very narrow street. So I take the broom and I lean over. And you can lean over and take the broom. A long, nice long thing with a long pole. That's Moshe. We're going to get to that. So let's say 16 amas wide. It's a very long broom. I hand it to you. You are putter. If I throw it to you, you're also putter. Why are you putter? Right? Right? Because there was no such thing like that in the Mishkan. Okay? That's why you're putter. We're going to see in a minute what the story with the Mishkan is. Hayushtehen bidyu ta'achas. If they're on the same side of the street, then Hamoshit Chayev. The Moshit is Chayev. Why? That's a Tolda of Hotza. Okay? Some say it's an Av. Okay? Now, the Hazorik Potter, but if you throw it, you're Potter. Why? Because Shekacha Yavodas Lelevim. That's what the Lelevim did. Shteh Agolos Zu Achar Zu. There were two wagons, one after the other. Bereshit HaRabim. They were in Bereshit HaRabim, right? It's an assumption now that the entire avoda of the Mishkan was done in Bereshit HaRabim. That's an assumption that you just can't get past that assumption. So therefore, they didn't throw anything to each other. They didn't throw the Aron HaKodesh to each other. They didn't throw the beams to each other. They didn't throw them. They handed them. But they didn't hand them on opposite sides, like equivalently opposite sides of the street. Only on the same side of the street. Therefore, they would hand the crush from one to another, but they wouldn't throw them. Therefore, if you're on opposite sides of the street, you are potter. But if you're on the same side of the street, you're chayev. Okay? Why is that? So it says the 1 second. Now, why wouldn't they throw them, by the way? So Rashi here says, the last Rashi on the page, She'ain osen crushim nizrakos. They wouldn't throw them, but they coved them. They were too heavy. That's what Rashi says here. Elsewhere Rashi says they wouldn't throw them on Daf On Daf Dalet, Rashi said they wouldn't throw them because they wouldn't want to get ruined. And the Yerushalmi says they wouldn't throw them because it's a bazillion. Right. Either one of these answers. It's still the same answer, by the way. What? I don't want to even go there. It's so complicated. Okay?
That seems to be inherent to the
Pshat. So Tosfos asks, back on Daf Vav, Tosfos asks the following questions. Wait a minute. We have a rule that 10 Tfachim above 10 Tfachim in a Rosh Hashanah is a Makom Ptur. Okay? So how on earth could you be chayy if you're handing something to someone else? It's above 10 tefachim. And it's learned out from the Mishkan. Right? Tosus answers, a very difficult answer. He answers, well, the area underneath your chayyav. So like, even though it's a makom p'tur, it's still a chayyav. I think that, I'm not sure what that means, and I didn't look at the Tosus inside, I just saw a summary of it here. The Rajma says it's a gzeres hakasav. Ein hachanami. Ein hachanami, it's above 10 tefachim, and really, but it's a gzeres hakasav. So if it's a gzeres hakasav, what can I say? That is the reason, I think the Rajma's reason, is the reason why this is a very funny Mishnah. Because all the Achronim ask, who cares where you hand, if handing something to somebody is usur, what's the difference if it's on opposite side of the street or the same side of the street? What kind of thing is this?
Can I ask a different question? Yeah. Does it bother me?
Yeah.
The entire camp was just around,
right?
Except for the Mishkan,
right? And the wagons,
correct. So it's either from Shusar Yafet to Shusar Rabin, or Shusar Rabin to Shusar Yafet. You never have anything in between the two.
Correct. So we're going to get to that another day. But here where was the Levi standing? He's standing in Shusar Rabin. He's taking the beams, and he's putting them into the wagon. So he's from Shusar Rabin going into Shusar Yafet. Right, the Levi on top of a wagon, pass me the beam, right? So it's going from Rosh Hashanah, he's dismantling the Rosh Hashanah of the Mishkan,
correct?
putting it into from Rishus HaRavim into a Rishus HaYachid, which is the wagon. So that's Hoshata from Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaYachid. Says the Mishnah, only on one side of the street. If it opposite sides of the street, that wouldn't be. Why? That wasn't in the Mishnah. No. The inside the Mishkan's Rishus HaYachid. Inside, they were outside.
Just outside.
They were outside, taking apart the Mishkan, putting it onto a wagon. He's standing in Rishus HaRavim, and he's putting it into Rishus HaYachid. So that's Hoshata, and you're Chayiv. It's above 10 Tvachim, it's Gzeres HaKatzav. What's going on? What doesn't make any sense? So the answer is, because Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah. And since it's a Malacha Geruah, again, three times today, and since it's a Malacha Geruah, you're only Chayiv if it's exactly the way it was done. Therefore, it opposite sides of the street, that didn't exist.
When the model of the Mishnah, when they pass it from A to B, yeah. Above 10 Tvachim, they didn't pass it below 10 Tvachim.
What?
I give you an
idea. I know, but you're passing it. A good it's above 10 tefachim, so it makes the question stronger. No, the answer on. Is, so you have to only say what the Rashi says. It's Gzeres HaKatzav. What can I tell you? It's Gzeres HaKatzav.
I'm saying the model, our model is the Mishkan. What happened in the
Mishkan? Right.
In the Mishkan, A passed to B above 10 tefachim.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not below. So why is that? Is that considered a makam? I don't get it.
Right. By the way, just, I don't understand what your question. Say again.
The model of the Mishkan is when A passed to B,
yeah.
Was done above.
Correct, because that's the normal height of a person.
Right.
We're not talking about midgets.
Right. And then we're saying now, we would say above 10 Tvachim is Makam 2.
Exactly. So Tosus asked that question, the Rajba asked that question, and they say, Ein Achanami. Not a good answer. Ein Achanami. You're right. It really is a Makam Patur. The Torah, for whatever reason, said you're Chayiv. That's why the Pedashur says, based on that, it's so limited, only the mamash the way it was done in the Mishkan. So if you're on the other side of the street and I throw the ball to you, you're potter. Why? First of all, I didn't throw in the Mishkan. Second of all, even if I hand you the ball, I have very long arms and you very, it's a broom. I hand you the broom, you're still potter. Why? That wasn't the way they handed things in the Mishkan. What kind of difference is that? That makes all the difference in the world.
If you put your ball on a fire hydrant, which is above the... You're
correct, right. That's what they tell you to do. Right. So to tell you to do in Brooklyn, if you're in a place like that in Arab and you're walking, the best thing to do is put it on a fire hydrant, because it's probably a makom patur, and that's not usher at all.
Even if I pass it to you, you're chayiv, but if I place it on
right. So that's the story. Okay, it's interesting over here. There's someone called the Chidushei Haram Kaziz. I don't know who that is, and he says something very interesting. In the picture there, you have the Mishkan, then there are two wagons. Why do you need two wagons? There are two wagons. Have one wagon. Have a wagon. Fill it up. Bring a second wagon. Fill it up. Bring a third wagon. Fill it up. He says they wouldn't fill up the first wagon and then get the second wagon. They would put a beam on the first wagon, put a beam on the second wagon. Put a beam on the first wagon, put a beam on the second wagon. Why would they do that? Not to embarrass the Mishkan. Like, okay, we'll get this Mishkan out of here. Get the next wagon over here. You hear this? They would bedafka stagger the dismantling so... Not to make it look like we're trying to get rid of the Mishkan. Now the wagons are full. Okay, we're getting new wagons. They wouldn't fill up one wagon before they fill up the other wagon. You don't have
to
mean, okay.
We could say we're in a rush to get it set up at the new destination.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Next. Yeah. Michdi. One second. Before we continue, I just... Someone asked me this question. I do not have an answer to. I think it's a very good question. It says in Parshas Nusso as follows. Sometimes you can read these parshas your whole life and not even realize what's going on. Right? So it's by all the Nesiim, right? With the Nesiim brought every day. It's so boring because it repeats itself 12 times. But right before that, it says something fascinating. It says, Vayihi, and it was, B'yom Kalos Moshe L'Hakim Etz HaMishkan. When Moshe finished establishing the Mishkan, they anointed it, they made it holy. It's called Caleb. It's called Caleb. Okay. They brought the karbanos. Sheish eglos, six wagons. Tzav. What does the word tzav mean? Tzav means covered. They were covered wagons. Shnei asabah Moshe, kach meitam v'haya la'avodas avodas ol moed v'nesata osam el ha'leviim ish kifi avodaso. How could they be covered? How can they be covered wagons? They're covered wagons. You can't put anything in them. They put them underneath the cover? That's not mashing like this. So that's a pretty good question. Yeah, no. What do you mean? If they're covered, wagons, how do you put anything in them?
They come in after they finish putting them in.
I'm reading you the pasuk. And then it says, take from the Levi, and these are going to be their work. Right? It's a pretty good question.
Why can't they be covered?
Because if they're covered, how are they taking the beams and putting them into a covered wagon? To slide them underneath the cover? It's not mashma like that from this Gemara. Because you'll see why. Keep on going. Ready? Michti. Zrika is a tolda. The whole day we're going to talk about throwing. Zrika, tolda de hotzahi. Throwing is a tolda of hotzah. How do you know that? Says Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Al karcha tolda tihi. It must be a tolda. Delo ha nimnes avos malachos. Not one of the 39. I counted that Mishnah over there. It's not one of the 39 malachos. And by the way, says Rashi, the tolda de hotzahi. It must be a tolda of hotzah. Why? Why? She'en lecha lasita l'toldos of acher. It can't be a different tolda of a different av. Right? The me'ain hotzahi ha'amur ba'avos malachos. It's like hotzah. So you look at, well, is it a tolda of writing? Nah, can't be. Is it a tolda of cooking? Nah, can't be. Oh, tolda of hotzah. It's a funny Rashi. Right? Anyway, hotzah gufa heichaksivi. Where is hotzah written in the Torah? Ask Tosfos, top Tosfos, b'mishkan, even though it was in the Mishkan, k'da'amar, like we just said, heim heiridu hakrashim me'agala. Didn't we just say that the Levim did this? Mikol makom, ilav d'ksiv, if it wouldn't be a pasuk that tells me about this, lo havi mechayvi olah, I would never be chayv for hotzah. Lefi, shemalacha gruahi, k'shemalacha grua. So I need to know, where's the pasuk? You hear this?
So, at least he's consistent, though, he's
very consistent. The whole stop. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, it says like this. Vayitav Moshe. Moshe made a command. Vayaviru kol b'machane. And they sent out a proclamation in the machane. Now Moshe heichan hoitza, havi yatsiv. Where was Moshe? B'machane Leviyah. He was in the machane Leviyah. So historically, you have to ask yourself, was there such a thing as the machane Leviyah at this point? According to many, there were not. But it would be the Machan Leviyah. Anyway, the Machan Leviyah Rishus Rabim Havi. And the Machan Leviyah was in a Rishus Rabim. V'kam Luhuli Yisrael, and he made an announcement, Lo takifu v'teitzim Rishus Yachid l'didchul Rishus Rabim. Don't bring any more from Rishus Yachid, your tent, to Rishus Rabim right over here. Don't do that anymore. Okay? Now, who said that was Shabbos? Hashem Moshe, okay, enough, don't bring any more. Mimai de Shabbos have koi. Who did that with Shabbos? Dilma bechol koi. Maybe it was on a weekday. Umishom the shlemala malacha. And the reason why Moshe said that was because there was enough already. Kidichsev ha malacha hoisadayim. It's enough. Enough already. Maybe this was a Tuesday morning. So Gemara says no. Gamar havar miyama kipur mitzvah gzera shava. Ksiv hacha vayaviru kol macha. Uksiv hasam. And it says by the yovel of Yom Kippur vavart the shofar trua. And you should havarta, pass through the neighborhood, pass through the Klai Yisrael, a shofar trua. Right, you're going to get a more obscure gzera shofar than this. Right? Ma lahala biyom aser, afkan biyom aser. Okay?
But it makes sense that there was enough material. The pashat is that there was enough material that you don't need any more, right?
Correct.
That's because it's Shabbat.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Also, why not Levi is Ram? This is 1,000 Levi?
No, there was the Akram said there were 600,000 people in Machan Leviyah. Everybody came to go be with Moshe. Peshua asks a fascinating question. He says, this is basically the third time that we come across a Mishnah that talks about Hotzah in this way. The first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Mishnah of the 39 Malachos, and now the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, well, where's Hotzah in the Torah? Where's Hotzah? Why does the Gemara wait till the third time to ask the question? Where's Hotzah? Because it has to be, it's a malacha gerua. The first Mishnah of the Masechta should have said, the first question of the Gemara, where's Hotzah? After all, it's a malacha gerua, I need a bakar. So Pnei Yeshua asks, the first Mishnah of the Masechta doesn't bother me. You know why? That's not really Hotzah. Now, it's Hotzah, 100%. But the man didn't move. He's standing here. He's sticking his hand. The other guy's sticking his hand. They're passing the item. What about the body moving? The body didn't move. The body stood still. That's Hotzah. That's not really Hotzah. The category of Hotzah means I go from point A to point B with something in my hand. Now, if I'm standing still and I hand it over, yes, that's a big chiddush. The guard, I'm not going to ask the question over there. That takes care of that one. What about the one with the 39 malachos? Why did the Gemara ask it there? Well, who made up Hotzah? Where's the pasuk for Hotzah? So he answers that. One second. Okay, what's the answer for that one?
You can really go into it now.
He asked that. He explained that the Gemara Bedafka wanted to wait till there was a Tolda. By the way, this is the first Tolda, says the Ramban, that's found in a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. The first Tolda is in the 11th Perek, throwing. Bedafka wanted to wait till a Tolda, so you shouldn't say, listen, it's an Av, and I don't need a Pasuk for an Av. When it comes to a Tolda, now the Gemara asks, okay, where's the Makar? Bedafka waits for a Tolda. Okay.
They're not moving here either. One's passing
the
boards to the guy in the wagon.
What?
He's not moving either here. The guy
I know. Nobody's outside. But the case in the first mission, he didn't. I understand, but it's a tolda also. So that's exactly the point. It's a tolda. Now Ashkechan Hotzah, that everything we just said now is about going out into Rishus Harabim. Hachnasa Minolon. What about going in? Right? What about going in? So the Gemara answers, Svarahi, it's a Svara, Michti, Rishos, L'Rishos, Male Afuki, Male Ule. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Okay? Now, Tosfos asks, what do you mean? What kind of question is this? The Mishkan, we had both ways. They're going from the wagons up to build the Mishkan, and from building the Mishkan to dismantling the wagons. And if you look at the third Tosfos on the bottom line, Lafi, Shemalacha Geruahi, it's a Malacha Geruah, and therefore the Gemara wanted to know, I need a Makar for both. Then you don't need that already, you don't need a Makar for both. It's a Svara. Mihu, Hotzah Av, Hachnasa Tolda. The Hotzah is the Av, and Hachnasa is a Tolda. Michti, Ahamachayev, Fahamachayev, Yechayev for both. So, am I Karele Av, am I Karele Tolda? What's the difference? Yechayev for both, what's the difference? Right? Nafkamina, the e avid shte avos, pahadi adadi. Let's say you do two avos. You're right and you cook. In the same period of unawareness. How many chachatuses do you have to bring? Two. E nami or shte toldos, pahadi adadi. You do two different toldos, two different unrelated. Also machayev tardi. You need machayev twice. Right? The e avid av vitolda di day. What if you do the av and it tolda? You only chayev one. So if you carry and throw, you only chayev one. That's a you get a freebie. Okay? Now, and there's all these lamdish things. Rashi says elsewhere that you're chayev on the av, not on the tolda at all. What if you didn't know that? What if you brought a carbon on the tolda and you woke up and a month later, oh, I didn't av alacha, the bashoge. I already brought a tolda. I already brought a chayev. But another one, okay, it's all complicated. Ulur Belazar, but according to Belazar, the Mechayev Atol to Makom Av, who holds, no, you do have to bring a Chatos for a Tolda in place of the Av. Samai Kari Luhu Av, Samai Kari Luhu Tolda. What's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? The answer is, in any case, any Av and any Tolda, what's the difference? What's the difference? The answer is, there is no difference. Ha, the Hav, Kari Le Av, Ha, the Lo Hav, Mishkut Chashiva, Lo Kari Le Av. In other words, says the Ramban, according to the Rebbe Lazar, there is no difference. The only difference is classification. Classification. You want to know if the kids memorize things? Let them memorize the Lama Tes Malachas. What are they? Whatever was in the Mishkan. Eyes, a thousand. Halachically, there's no difference in Avinu Tolda. Says Tosfos, there is one difference. The one difference is, perhaps, Hasra. So you give the warning, can you say, you better not throw on Shabbos. You're not allowed to throw on Shabbos. Or do you have to say, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and throwing is a told of carrying. That could be a nafkamina. Inami, or hach diksiva kari av, what's in the pasuk, which is called carrying out into Rosh Hasharavim, that's the av. V'hadlok siva, but what's not written, which is carrying into the house, carrying into the house, that kari le tolda, that will be called the tolda. Okay?
Why is that considered going out? What's written in the Torah? Going out from the
Nothing's written in the Torah. Right. It says Vayaviru Kol Macha, they're outside. Yeah. So going out from private property to public property is considered in the Torah. That's the Av. But going from public to private is considered a Tolda. So what's the difference? So according to the conventional answer, the difference is if you do the Av and it's Tolda, you only chayav once. According to Rabbi Elazar, you chayav twice. There is no difference. The difference is just for category.
So you say stop bringing things from where?
From your house into the street. So the other way around is only a tolda. Misvara, there's no difference.
Passing from the levium to the wagons, that's not.
So passing, the whole thing of passing is a tolda. Hoshata is a tolda by itself, and it only works one way, only if it's on the same side of the street. Okay. Now wait a minute. V'haditnan, but we're going to learn in about a week from now. Hazorek dalat amos bekosel. If someone's standing in Rosh Hasharavim and he throws a ball, not a ball, he throws some sticky silly putty on a wall, l'malam yud tvachim, higher than 10 tvachim, kizorek ba'avir. It's like throwing in the air. Look at Rashi, a little up where we are. Kizorek ba'avir, u'patter, and you're putter. Why? Delo nach b'Rosh Hasharavim. There's no hanacha. In Rosh Hasharavim. Why not? Yes, the silly putty sticks to the wall. That happens. However, the Ein Rosh Hasharavim L'mayla Me'asara, there is no Rosh Hasharavim above 10 Tvachim, as we said. Rosh Hasharavim Yachid Nami Lonach, it's not a Rosh Hasharavim Yachid. You know why? She ain't on Makom Mesuyim, she Rechova Dalet, Shari Lonach, Rosh Hakos Elefonach. It doesn't rest on top of the wall, it rests on the wall. You throw something, it lands on a wall. The wall of a building. The building is 100 stories tall. So where does it land? Above 10 tvachim, that's called a makom patur. You putter. Okay? You putter. Lamata miyud tvachim, if it's less than 10, then kizorek ba'aretz, vazorek ba'aretz, dalet amos chayiv. Now, dalet amos, zorak dalet amos, b'rashus harabim menolam dechayiv. This is Monty's question. If you throw, or by the way, walk, carry, something, four amos in Rosh Hasharavim, you're chayav. How do you know that? That's very different than carrying something from one domain to another domain. How do you know you're chayav? You carry or throw something four amos in Rosh Hasharavim, which, by the way, you're chayav for. Amar of Yoshia, I'll tell you how you know. Shekain aruge yirios zorkin machtei and zelazeh. The guys that were so... What is Ariga? It means what? Weavers would throw a needle to each other. So he says, Arugin Machtin Lamalu. What does a weaver need a needle for? So he says, you're right. Ella Tofrei Yurios Zarkin Machtin and Zelazeh. The people that would sew the curtains, when you sew, you need a needle. They would throw the needle to each other. I'm sitting outside sewing my curtain. Guy yells, hey, you have a needle? Yeah, I'll throw you the needle. So he says, well, the Dilma Gabi Hadadi Havi asked me. Maybe they sat next to each other. And it wasn't 4 hours away.
Who throws a needle anyway?
So the Gemara answers, Matu hadadi, they couldn't have been next to each other because they would hurt each other, they would prick each other when they were doing their job. That couldn't be. Dilma b'soch arba haviyasmi. So maybe they sat within 4 hours of each other. So the Gemara says, we don't have an answer for that question. That could be. They could be 3 hours away from each other. El amr of chista. You know why? Shekain orge yurios. People that would weave. The people that would weave urios, zarkin buchi or biuria. There was a spindle, and the spindle had a string. That's what they would throw to each other. That spindle with the string. Follow ogdo biyado. But wait a minute. When you throw the spindle, you're still holding on to it. I'm holding on to one end, and I throw you the other end, but I'm holding on to it still. Or I'm holding on to the string. So the Gemara says, well, benitzcha basra. It's the last spindle, the last rope. So I'm not holding on to anything. I throw the whole thing to you. So the Gemara asks.
We're doing this entire thing for a case at the last and the end of the rope.
Yeah, we're going to reject this. We're going to reject this anyway. Right. So the Gemara says, "V'hamakom patur." But the whole loom is a makom patur. So if I'm here and you're there, and I throw me that thing over there, the whole thing is a makom patur. It's above 10. The whole thing is a makom patur. The area, the dimensions. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Ela shekin orge yurios zorkin b'choyer l'shalehen. The people that were weaving the yurios, they would throw, and they were different working on different looms. So I'm over here, you're over there down the block. Hey, throw me the thing. On Shabbos. No. During the week. But the point is that it was a malach in the Mishkan. V'dilma gavi hadadi havi yasvi. Maybe they sat next to each other. So the Gemara says, well, matu hadadi b'chafes. They couldn't because. What does that mean? They would bump into each other. They couldn't work like that next to each other. What does that mean? Maybe they were sitting staggered in such a way where they didn't bump into each other, and yet they were still within four hours of each other. Also, did they even add? Did this ever come up? By the way, I need more spindle. That never came up. Fatani Luda taught. Ish mamlachto ashehema osim mimlachto hu osiv ein osim achto chaveru. No one ever needed to do someone else's work. This never came up. I need his thing. This never came up. Vesu also maver dalat amos brishus rabim and all in the chayef. Again, how do you know your chayef four amos and brishus rabim? Ella kol dalat amos brishus rabim gemara gemiri la. It's gemara gemiri la. What does that mean? Gemara gemiri la. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Me'iri and others say that Gemara Gemirila means it's a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah that this is a tolda of carrying, and it's not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's not Halacha L'Moshe. What's the difference? One of the differences could be, what about if you carry an Yom Kippur? What if you're carrying Yom Kippur, right? So if it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai that you're chayev on Shabbos, it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. But if it's a Kabbalah that this is a tolda, what's the difference in Yom Kippur and Shabbos? What's the difference? Okay.
And according to the first pshat, it's an av.
Huh?
According to the first way you said it, it's an av.
No one says it's an av. Uh-huh. It's a halacha Moshe Mitzinai. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos.
As a tolda.
Halacha Moshe Mitzinai says. The Mari Asad, the Yehuda Yale, that if that's true, it's more machmer than Shabbos. After all, it doesn't go under the rules of Shabbos. And therefore, if there's less than 600,000 people, you can't do it either. You hear that? Hear that chumra you came up with? Because by the way, the 600,000 is a massive kula. It's a massive kula. Right? It's not a kula. We're going to get to it in Erevin. We're going to spend a lot of time on that, the 600,000 business. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says you have 600,000 people. The question is, now, or ever, or at one time, or during the week? It's a whole big machlokas. It's a machlokas in Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Menashe Klein. It's a machlokas in present-day America. It says the Riyasad, if it's halakha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not bound by the rules of Shabbos. And you wouldn't need 600,000 people. Even if it's two people. Right? Okay. By the way, the Baal Ma'or says a very funny thing. Not a funny thing. He says a very unique thing. He says, you know, carrying four amos is the same thing as carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. Why? Because when you carry something from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yachid, what have you done with this item? You've removed it from its Rishus. First it was here, now it's there. When you carry something four amos, you have removed it from its Rishus of four amos. And by the way, there's such a thing called Rishus of four amos. Okay? The problem with that is, the only time we have such a thing as a Rishus of four amos is on the Dinim Durabanam. It's only a Dinim Durabanam that you can acquire something in your own four amos. It's only a Dinim Durabanam. So, there's one case which is the right, which is called a get. If you throw a get into a woman's four amos, it becomes hers, even though she didn't pick it up yet. It's in her four amos. So you see, there is such a thing as a derisa of rams. Okay, very good. Next. Now, Amar Yehuda Mara, Amar Shmuel, Mekoshesh, the guy who was the Mekoshesh, Mavir Arba Amos Bereshus Rabim Havi. He carried four amos in Bereshus Rabim. Okay? You think it's Halach L'Moshe Mishina? He did it. Right? Now, by the way, it was in this past week's parsha. And Paro said to the Bnei Yisrael, gather the I'm no longer providing the straw. You have to make your own straw. The word is mekoshesh kash. Doesn't mekoshesh mean to gather? That's what the word means. Why are they coming up to say it means carrying? There's a malacha called ma'amer. So, we'll get to that in a second. There's a three of my focus what it was. The first thing was, it was carrying. The masnisa tana tolesh havi. It was tolesh. Rabbi bar Yaakov amar ma'amer havi. It was ma'amer. What's ma'amer? Gathering. Says Rashi, ma'amer. Tolshin, tolushin, they're detached. Umufuzarin, and they are spread around. Havi ma'ahavi. The amrin, and you gather that over. Kidamrina, like we say, Haiman de kanef milcha. If someone gathers salt, chayev mishum amr, chayev kuzim amr. Why does Rashi say, well, there's a Gemara that says if you're ma'amr, you chayev, if you're ma'amr salt, you chayev. How about this Mishnah that says the 39 malachas, and one of them is ma'amr? Why does Rashi say, if you gather salt, it's ma'amr? There's a Gemara that says that. Why does Rashi do that?
It's not
exactly the point. It is gedulei karka. Similar, so the Minchas Chinuch says, because Rashi wanted to let you know that even if it's not edible, but the Mekoshesh gather wasn't edible. This salt has to be processed. Not edible. It's still ma'amr. That's why Rashi didn't quote the Mishnah, he quoted the Gemara. Now, Lamai Nafkamina, who cares what the Mekoshesh did? What's the difference what the Mekoshesh did? Look at Rav. Tamar Rav, Matasi Megillas Starim. I found a secret document. Why is it secret? Okay, you know what? We're going to have to stop here. I found a secret document. Be Rav Chia. The Kasuv, and it said, Ishi ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachas Abarim Chazarachas. There are 39 Malachas. Veina Chayev El Achas. You only Chayev once. Achas Vesulo? What? You Chayev once and that's all? But none. Abarim Malachas, Avos Malachas Abarim Chazarachas. There are 39. Rabbi Nabal Manyan Alamali. Why does the Mishnah say 39? I can count myself. Rabbi Biachat Hashem Asa Kol Helvecha Chayev Malachas Biachas. No. What the Megillah Storm said was, Eino Chayev Al Achas Mehem. You're only Chayev, you're not Chayev on one of them. One of them, you're not chayiv skila. Now do it. You're not chayiv skila. So there's a three-way machlokas. What the mekoshesh did, that can't be one of the ones that you're not chayiv for. It can't be ma'am. It can't be. Rav Yehuda pshitale dema'amer chayiv. Umasnisim pshitale the tolish chayiv. Rav Acha bar Yaakov pshitale dema'amer chayiv. Mar savar lo miyat lo misafka. Umar savar miha miyat lo misafka. Each one knew. Each one held. It can't be the other one. Now, why would I think it's Dalet Amos? Because it said that Moshe didn't know what to do with the Mekoshesh. How could Moshe not know what to do with the Mekoshesh? It says, Mechalel Mos, you must. You want to tell me that he didn't know what Mitzah to give? So then stop Mitzah's Chenek. So what kind of a suffix was that? The answer was, because Allah from Moshe Mitzinai. I didn't know what to do with him. That's, others say, no! There's a pasuk that says, in Parshas Mishpatim, that Becharishu Vakotzer Tishbos, you're not allowed to do Ketzira on Shabbos. So he thought, maybe there's no of Misa on Ketzira, therefore didn't know what to do with him. And the third pshat says, the pasuk says Mekoshesh. Mekoshesh means Ma'amer. What do you want from everybody? Mekoshesh means Ma'amer. Therefore, it's a three of my focus. That can't be the one. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.